Ted Egan is an Outback character, a songman and storyteller who focuses on people from where he refers to as beyond the black stump. From 1951, he was employed by the Native Affairs branch, working with First Australian people, where he learned a great deal about this land. Ted told me about this experience and his insights into how Australia could work together towards real reconciliation.
Spent a lot of time out in the bush doing fascinating things among Aboriginal people who were at all times so supportive of me, and I became aware just how uneducated I was about the real Australia, which they knew so intricately. I was at Yuendamu Aboriginal Reserve out from Alice Springs for almost 5 years from 1958. I then was promoted to a desk job, which I hated, and I finished up teaching only for 2 years, first at a one-teacher school at Newcastle Waters, very isolated. Then I was appointed principal of Groote Eylandt School in the Gulf of Carpentaria. And then the mining started in northeast Arnhem Land, and because I was so familiar with the country and the people, I was sent there to be the district officer. And I was there trying to put forward the notion that Aboriginals as the traditional owners should be concerned and should be commercially involved and treated very positively. But I started to realise that my employer, the Commonwealth Government, was, in my judgment, selling the blackfellas down the drain. And so I contemplated resignation, but then along came Dr. Nugget Coombs, the head of the newly appointed Council for Aboriginal Affairs. So I worked for him as one of his research assistants for 4 years. Then it was time, I felt, for a white bloke like me to go. But along the way, I had trained many young Aboriginal people to be the ones who were to lead the cause in their fight for recognition and eventually justice within their own country.
You were also a member of the first Reconciliation Council, weren't you, Ted?
I was, yes.
What was that experience like?
It was interesting in that there were a majority of First Australian people led by Pat Dodson and a group of other people like myself who were not of Aboriginal descent but who were positively concerned for justice for Aboriginals. But I rather felt that we were preaching to the converted. We were putting out nice T-shirts and little books and convening meetings, but we seemed to be dodging for what I thought were the real gut issues. So I was happy enough to just do one term on the Reconciliation Council. I still support the notion of real reconciliation, but it's too often a word that's used by people who don't really understand what is required, and there should be a reasonable stance taken by both parties where we say, look, we recognise you, you recognise us, let's work out a good deal together. On the basis that Aboriginals do have very, very strong rights dating back to 1787 and many, many thousands of years beyond that.
You've written to the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt. He's our first Australian in that role, with also having a shadow minister in Linda Burney. Do you feel like them holding those positions is going to actually achieve progress on this, or do you feel like the government might not be ready?
There's little doubt that there's still a very conservative attitude towards First Australian issues within the Australian Parliament. Even in the times of Mabo, we met with Prime Minister Keating and he said, look, I get as much opposition to blackfella issues from my own mob as I do from the opposition. And so it shouldn't be felt that either party is starry-eyed in their support of Aboriginal issues, but I have great respect for Mr. Ken Wyatt. He's been around life for a long time, and he's a very sound, very thoughtful, very kind, very considerate man. Coming from Western Australia, where so much injustice was perpetrated, he does know what has happened in the past and what needs to happen in the future. And there's never been a better chance for the thinnest edge of the wedge to be inserted. And let's go on to working out a system that can be achieved with no loss of face or no loss of dignity by any parties concerned, but instead the mutual respect and the mutual recognition. Now, I'm particularly connected to the Tiwi group, and the Tiwi people are unique in that they are one group on clearly defined by the ocean islands who have DNA evidence that they've been on those islands for 80,000 years. They are one of the most distinct DNA groups in the world, and they are very, very reasonable people. And we're hoping that via them we'll be able to help Minister Wyatt to implement a few precedents in order that the general coverage of Australia can be tackled slowly but surely and kindly and fairly and firmly.
Ted Egan, who just released his autobiography, which covers his experiences and friendships with First Australians, as well as his extensive songwriting career. His book is published by Allen and Unwin.